Australia begins importing ISIS children from crushed caliphate. By Breitbart London on June 24, 2019. Canberra, Australia, AP, 8 Australian offspring of two slain Islamic State group fighters had been removed from Syria in Australia's first organised repatriation from the conflict zone, Australia's Prime Minister said on Monday. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the 8 children being repatriated were in the care of Australian government officials. He would not identify the children or say when they would reach Australia. Media reported that they include 5 children and grandchildren of Sydney-born convicted terrorist Khalid Sharif and 3 children of Islamic State group fighter Yasin Rizvic, from Melbourne. Both men and their wives died in the conflict zone. The children had been taken by an aid agency on Sunday to Iraq, the Australian newspaper reported. The opportunity now is for these young children who are coming back to Australia. They can't be held responsible for the crimes of their parents, Morrison told reporters. The children would be provided with support services so that they can fully integrate into a happy life in Australia, Morrison said. They've got off to a horrible start in life as a result of the appalling decisions of their parents, and they'll find their home in Australia, and I'm sure they'll be embraced by Australians, and as a result of that embrace, I'm sure they'll live positive and happy lives, Morrison added. Morrison had for months said he would not risk any Australian official to rescue Australians from Islamic State group-held territory. Critics had argued that he had not been prepared to take the political risk of repatriating families of Islamic extremists until he won a narrow election victory on May 18. Morrison said on Monday he had kept his government's efforts very low-key in the interests of the safety of everyone involved, including the aid agencies that had helped the government. Sharif's Sydney-based mother-in-law Karen Nettleton has launched several attempts to rescue the children from Syria and has led the campaign for Australian government intervention. Her lawyer Robert Van Alst said he hoped Nettleton was with the children in Iraq, but had no direct communication with her due to security concerns. The eldest child, Zainab, turned 18 last week and has been expecting her third child. Australian Broadcasting Corporation reported she'd yet to give birth. Zainab would return to Australia with a newborn, her 2 children, Aisha, 3, and Fatima, 2, her 16-year-old sister Hoda, and her 8-year-old brother, Hume say. There will be medical examinations and various other support provided by the government, which they have told us about, to help the children acclimatise, Van Alst told ABC. The Rizvic children are 2 boys and a girl aged between 6 and 12, the Australian reported. Clark Jones, an Australian National University criminologist who specialises in radicalisation, said the children would need treatment for trauma and could be radicalised. They could also be threatened by elements of the Australian community. There are a lot of people who don't want them back at all, Jones said. Because of that, they would also be under threat. Australian National University counter-terrorism researcher Haseem Taqeril wrote in a research paper last week that Zainab had become both a victim and supporter of terrorism in a case that was legally and morally complex. Zainab became a prominent Islamic State group propagandist, making social media posts supporting atrocities and the activities of her father and her husband Muhammad Al-Omar, an Australian Islamic State group fighter who was killed while she was pregnant in 2015, Carol said. She had lived a relatively privileged life under the Islamic State regime in Syria in a house with slaves, posting photographs of herself with other veiled women with assault rifles in a luxury BMW sedan. She boasted a luxury jihad life in Syria, Carol said. Carol said disengagement services, also known as deradicalization programs, were available in Australia to help the children integrate into the mainstream Australian community. I think that will be very challenging for the Sharifs, Carol said. The profile and the publicity around this family will also make it quite problematic for them to just integrate back into normal life in Australia. Matt Tinkler, director of the Save the Children Fund charity, said there were at least 50 Australian women and children in Syrian refugee camps and all should be repatriated. Khalid Sharif horrified the world in 2014 when he posted a photograph on social media of his young son clutching the severed head of a Syrian soldier. Then U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry described that image as one of the most disturbing, stomach-turning, grotesque photographs ever displayed. Sharif's wife, Taryn Nettleton, brought their 5 children from Sydney to Syria in 2014. She died in a hospital a year later of a perforated intestine. Her husband and two eldest sons later died in an airstrike. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.